Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Second and 10. Here come the Titans with pressure up the middle. Watson looking deep, being chased by Casey, who nearly gets him. Watson still has time. He's being chased by Casey again. He's across the line. He steps back. He throws over the middle. It's caught by Hopkins at the 20, but this football game is over.
Game, set, match!
Ladies and gentlemen, in one of the grittiest performances in franchise history, the Tennessee Titans take on the personality of their new head coach, Mike Vrabel, and give him his first win over his former team, the Titans, victorious.
Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, joins us now. Mike, that was a huge win.
Probably should have mentioned Hopkins got tackled there.
Yeah.
Probably would have been handy.
Nah, we all
good
got
enough.
It. Yep.
Well, yeah, but you might want to know that.
You did mention that he went across the line and came back and then threw the football, which is something that I watched the TV copy today. That's something that they didn't mention.
Well, yeah, but they were worried about it. Andrew Catalan does a really good job. He's a good announcer.
Yeah. Yeah. So the fake punt. I love that you noticed that they weren't on the gunners and that you called that to attention.
Well, thanks. They had some things in that they felt really confident in with that and with the special teams. But it's like when you actually see them do it, you're like, oh, he's throwing the ball. And you're hoping the other guy's going to catch it, because let's remember, this is a defensive back throwing it and a defensive back catching it. They play defense for a reason.
Yeah.
But it's amazing that it's the longest touchdown pass thrown by a defensive player since the merger in 1970. And
wow.
So we saw a little modern day history there yesterday too. But when they actually do it, you kind of hold your breath like, oh no, this may not work. But how they repped it and how they felt about it, it was just like how they practiced. And I think when you come out and you feel really good about something, as they did, then you aren't scared. I was scared, but clearly Byard wasn't. He threw a great pass.
He did.
And Cruikshank went and got it, and Cruikshank put quite a move on Tyler Irvin, who's clearly never played defense, and went on into the end zone. So it was a special play.
I will say, out of all the times that they repped it, one thing that I heard is that was the best ball that Kevin Byard has thrown.
Yeah. I would say that's right. What I saw, I would say that's probably true.
Yeah.
Logan Ryan had mentioned that while infiltrating Byard's post-game interview.
Yeah, I think there's probably some truth to that. I don't think we're giving away any trade secrets by saying Kevin will not be moving to quarterback at any point.
There were...
But it looked like at one point somebody might have to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There were some games in the past where J.J. Watt literally was out on the field laughing because the Titans had gotten so deep into their offensive line roster,
right,
and pulled guys off the street. And I don't know if anybody will ever be able to say how well a guard, Pantfield, played and how well a guy out the practice squad who had never suited up, he'd suited up but never played in an NFL game, and Tyler Barrett, as I understand, how well a 4 and 5 on the depth chart tackle played yesterday.
They did very well, especially for the situation. I think Merritt in particular is the one that really jumps out because Watt went after him. Yeah. That's where they lined Watt up, and he went after him. And he was not perfect, and Watt made some plays, and Watt disrupted some plays, but J.J. Watt didn't beat us. And if they had a microphone on him like they did when he went against Wills Vitek the one time and he was laughing at us and talking about that, I doubt that he was probably laughing at Merritt's. because, and to me, this goes to John Robinson, and this is the sort of that hidden John Robinson thing. This is a player they've been developing for 3 years for just this reason. He's been in three training camps. He's been on the practice squad, and he didn't look like he was terrified. He didn't look like he didn't know what he was doing. Communication wasn't a problem. This is what you use your practice squad for. You use your practice squad to develop guys who can help you at some point. And all that work with Tyler Merritt certainly paid off yesterday. I think he's got a lot to be proud of.
Titans today made a roster move, Mike, and brought a guy back, a receiver that I think has Nick Williams a lot of versatility. He could return punts. Got derailed a little bit by a hammy, I guess, in training camp, but he knows the offense, I would imagine, better than just about anybody on the team from his past experience.
He does, and you mentioned he can play teams, which is a big deal. Good kick cover guy is a guy that you can probably, and this is where it was difficult with Batson, is it was hard to figure where Batson, and this was why Batson was a surprise to me making the roster. It was hard to figure how you were going to keep him up if he wasn't going to be the kick returner.
Right.
Because he probably wasn't ready to play offense for you except in a pinch. Nick Williams will be. And Nick Williams, as you mentioned, can help with kick returns. There are a lot of different things that he can do. And so, I mean, from that standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. I totally understand why they did it. Now, obviously, by letting Ferkser go, they're in a position where they have another roster spot open, and I think everybody's going to watch with fascination to see what John Robinson's roster move is there.
Well, Mike, we got a taste of Harold Landry and what he can do. What is your initial take?
Wow. I mean, did he show up? And I think what's exciting is when we see Rashawn Evans, I think he's going to do the same thing. Those two guys are athletic. They make things happen. And you saw Harold yesterday. They don't have another guy like Harold Dawn. They don't have another guy who's got that speed off the edge, that control power that he does. He was very disruptive. And I think Landry is going to have a chance, if he could stay healthy, to be a good player around here for a long time. Those pass rushers are so hard to find.
Yes.
And they've got decisions to make after this year, but they need depth and help this year. They need it right now. And if he can give it to them the next 14 games, that is a huge boost to this franchise. And again, I think it's a huge boost to the franchise going forward. As that and Rashawn Evans were great draft picks for now, but really were maybe even better for long term.
Well, at times yesterday, the two pass rusher outside linebackers were Landry and Correa, and they make some big plays. Correa obviously has a sack in both of the first two games, but that's been pretty lean at times, that position, in the past couple of years behind Arakpo and Morgan. And to know that those two vets can get a rest and you can put two other guys on the field and they can be disrupted, that's huge for the vet.
That's huge. And Floyd played too, and he has had a chance to get some experience. I think he's an intriguing prospect. You really need five. You need five outside linebackers who can help. And that's the big key, because you've got to have four that you can play on game day. And, you know, with special teams too, you can keep five up. You can make a decision that you're going to keep an outside linebacker active over an inside linebacker. It's just that if you're going to run this defense, you have to have those people. You just absolutely have to have those edge rushers. And I think the Titans have found some. And to give up reportedly a sixth round pick for Correa, and then to, you know, give up what turned out to be a third round pick to move up and take Landry, who you thought was a first round talent, man, that's a big deal.
Mike Keith, voice of the Titans, with us every Monday at 5:15 during the season. Early look at the Jags, Mike, obviously with the big win over the New England Patriots. What stood out to me was game plan. 45 pass attempts, 19 rushes, really stood out to me. They're obviously a very good team.
They're a very good team, and they're going to take it right at you. They have a great belief in what they're doing right now. They have found weapons. Keelan Cole, who they got as an undrafted, yeah. and then Dede Westbrook, who they took a chance on later in the draft. So now they have some guys that can, you know, that can really make some things happen. And I think, you know, they've got running backs. Even if Fournette's out, they can go to Yeldon. I like Grant. I think he's a really versatile player. They've got tight ends who can make things happen. Their offensive line has improved, even though they lost Cam Robinson. They're so much better on offense, and the quarterback is who's a good athlete, I think has belief in himself more now because they have belief in him and the system fits him very well. I've always thought Bortles was a better player. I thought it was too easy to make fun of Bortles. I think it's kind of like making fun of Nickelback. It's like everybody does it, and so it's like, oh, when in doubt, make fun of Nickelback, because everybody will say, yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, it's the same thing with Bortles. Everybody around the league, oh, he's Blake Bortles. I've never bought that, ever. And my whole rationale is if a guy can throw 35 touchdown passes in this league, then this guy can play. And I think he's been on bad teams. I think he's had confusing situations. I think he's had situations where he's had no line, no tight ends, no receivers, no running backs, no speed. I think it's been him. I think he did get in some bad habits. But I think he's a quality player. And you put him with that defense where he's not going to be asked to be Peyton Manning. I mean, listen, they're really, really good. That was no upset yesterday. That was not an upset. At all. They had them beat 8 months ago in the AFC Championship game and let them get off the hook. They're for real.
Hey, by the way, kudos for the Sanford and Son reference on the broadcast yesterday. That was
next level. I know all eight people understood that who were under 50. So,
well, I was one of them. I liked
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good job, Mike. Appreciate you, man.
All right. See you.
All right. Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.